Ron Van Dam, a man, a microphone, and a complete lack of conversational filters. This is the Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Thank you, thank you.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Okay, good. Welcome to the Friday edition of the Ron Van Dam Show. I am Ron Van Dam. That ties together in a way that we had intended when we named the program after me. It's the only thing that's been named after me. I don't have any hurricanes named after me. There's no Hurricane Ron. There should be, but there isn't. They only name hurricanes after people who cause death and destruction anyway. It's true. You remember? Yes. When there's a devastating hurricane like a Hurricane Susan, I never want to meet a girl named Susan ever. What a bitch. Remember Hurricane Sandy that devastated the Northeast about a decade ago or something like that? I don't even remember when it was, but every time I meet somebody, what's your name? Sandy. Oh my God, you caused death and destruction. No, I didn't. I sell ice cream to kids in the summer. No, you're a hurricane. You killed people. That's why there's never a Hurricane Skip or Hurricane Skippy. It just would not have the impact. So there's something to this. Well, welcome to the program. It is the Friday weekend edition of the show, which means it's the Friday weekend edition of the show that I won't be back until Monday. Oh my God, can you live without me until then? You bet you can. I could. I try to stay out of my way. So, you know, it's crazy. When I look in the mirror, I go, come on, stop it. All right. Hi, welcome. I have an interesting guest coming up later in the program. As a matter of fact, three lovely young women will be joining me toward the end of the show today. Three daughters, which means three sisters, really. And they've started a business that'll be quite interesting to you. And I like these girls. I think you'll enjoy them as well. In the meantime, how are you? How are you feeling? Good. Good for you. Yesterday, I'm recording this show on a Friday, by the way. Let's not play games here. I'm not trying to make it sound fresh on a Sunday. This is being recorded on Friday. It's the Friday weekend edition, and I do it on Friday. I couldn't do the Friday weekend edition and do it on Sunday. That'd be stupid. Anyway, President Biden spoke last night. I'm very impressed with him, certainly, at the very least, in comparison to the prior four-year douchebag. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that, but whatever. Anyway, in comparison, thank you, Jesus. So anyway, so he's speaking to the camera. He's not talking about himself. He's talking about us. What a refreshing difference. Anyway, one of the things he was touting there about and focusing on was that we have lacked our lives for the past year, and the poor kids who were not able to go to school. Well, let me explain something to you. I don't know if you were ever a child before. Some of you have been. when I got up in the morning and my parents said there's going to be no school today, I wasn't exactly starting to cry. I mean, kids don't like to go to school. They also don't like to be stuck in the house all day. Gotcha there. But not going to school, come on. Not horrible. But Ron, what about their social life and what about them learning? Yeah, I agree with you if they're tiny little children, but even so, let me explain something to you. And I know we might think differently on this, but let's respect each other in our opinions and views. I think that a child staying home and being influenced solely by their parents is the way it's supposed to be. Now, I want those kids back in school as soon as possible because they're driving me absolutely nuts. But short of that, this has been a wonderful experience for families to spend this kind of time together. Because in our society, prior to this pandemic social experiment, families didn't spend any time. They didn't even eat meals together. They didn't even know each other's middle name. They spent no time to everybody was doing something in a different direction. Nobody was spending time with anybody. What's your mother's name? What's your mother do? I can't recall. I mean, that was the response of a child. There were no family days. Nobody was in the house at the same time. It was a lonely, lonely time for children. Both parents working, that's the society that we have. You need two working parents these days to make ends meet. It's been tough, not just during a pandemic, but during a lifetime. Here's an opportunity, forced and painful, but here's an opportunity for a family to spend more time together. Not by their choice, but because they have no job and there's nowhere to go. Difficult, no money. Yes, horrible, horrible circumstances. But they were together. And they learned from each other and they got to know each other really, really, really well. To the point of they wanted to kill each other. I understand that. But nonetheless, they spent valuable time. And if you didn't make that time valuable, shame and poo-poo on you. This has been a wonderful experience for both parents and children. Again, not in the death and destruction sense, not in the limited social sense, but in the spending time together with family sense. Now, if you have family that doesn't live in the same house with you, it's been agonizing and horrible. But for those young children that are impressionable, that can't handle things right now because they have no experience to compare this to, they were with a parent or their parents. And that was a learning experience that you don't get in a classroom. Where do we learn the most from our parents? At least that's the way it should be. Other cultures depend on the family for education and for role models. Now, do American parents make good role models? No, they suck at it. Nonetheless, those are the cards that you were dealt. There's still a bond between parents and children, and it's important, or a parent and a child, whatever your situation may be. I hope you used it to its greatest abilities. Again, you probably drove each other crazy, but in the process, that's time you didn't spend together ever before, and it should have been great. A child can learn how to speak from their parents. A child can learn how to read from their parents. A child develops anyway because of their curiosity, and all the parents have to do is be patient and explain the answers to their questions. And there's a bond and a relationship that these children and parents will have for the rest of their lives that had this not happened, that bond may not have been there like this. So, you know, is a glass half empty, half full? I always say to my bartender, I don't give a shit. Just give me more liquid. Give me more liquid. Why are we talking about half of things? It's the same deal. Out of every horrible, devastating experience can come some good. As many people say, and Biden may even have alluded to this in his speech, as many people say, when this is over, you've got to appreciate your ability, your social freedom to go where you want, do where you want, That made no sense. Do what you want. To be able to go out and just say, I want to go here and to go there is amazing. Not to be restricted as to where you can go and what you can do. This will be a freedom that we will soak in and we will appreciate for years to come, or at least for a few hours. Americans are very funny that way. We're weird people. I got to tell you something. I've known Americans all my life. We're freaking weird people. We socially just don't get it at all. We're supposed to be kind to our neighbors and all that kind of stuff. We don't do it. We do it superficially. We don't give a crap. We're a weird social group. Unless you work in a church, then maybe, you know, then maybe you're nice to everybody. But otherwise, you know, people go to church, they're very moral, very good, very pious. As soon as they walk outside of the church, they're a bunch of walking assholes like zombies. I mean, serious, we're very strange people. We're very strange. We forget things quickly. Oh, it was a horrible, horrible, horrible thing. What was that thing that happened a month ago? I don't remember what it was, but I know it was horrible. We just forget things quickly. As soon as we're eating pizza again and drinking a beer, it's like, oh, I don't remember anything not being normal now. You know, we're just weird that we're not thankful for things. Even at Thanksgiving, nobody sits around a table. All right, Johnny, what are you thankful for this year?
I'm thankful for my parents. I'm thankful for the food we're about to eat.
People don't do that anymore. Billy, what are you thankful for? I'm thankful for that porn internet thing. Whoa, man. Oh, forgot. You're not supposed to know about that. Yeah. We're not thankful anymore. Maybe this will make us a little more thankful for a little while. Yeah, I know. We just forget things very, very quickly. Very quickly and very conveniently. Anyway, hey, a shout out to Andrew Cuomo. Another one of those things. Andrew Cuomo, Cuomo is the governor of New York. And he's had a legacy of being a little bit abusive to people. And a little bit abusive to women and what he says to them. And not really a good thing. Well, now it's come out that apparently, this all started, I guess, when he had lied about some statistics at the beginning of the pandemic about the nursing homes in New York. They were releasing numbers and statistics, and apparently Cuomo had orchestrated not to give all the real numbers to make it look, you know, don't make it look as bad as it is. This is not good for us. So Cuomo, in order to look like he had a handle on it, made the numbers look a little bit more appetizing. And apparently they found out about that. And as soon as they had something on Cuomo, all of a sudden, all the women came out of the woodwork, whoever dealt with him, and said, you know, not only did he fudge numbers, he's an asshole. And they started coming up, and here we go. You know, it's the Me Too movement. I always thought the Me Too movement was like kids, like, I want pie. Me Too, Me Too, Me Too, Me Too. But that's not what it is. It has nothing to do with pie. By the way, happy Pi Day. I believe March 14th is Pi Day. Because 3 and the 4, that's like a pi thing. Decimal-wise, go to school. Oh, that's right, you can't. Yeah, I thought Pi Day is, whoa, they're going to be selling a lot of pie. Well, they still will, because most people don't understand what that means. It's like candy at Valentine's Day. Pie Day, let's buy some pie. No, that's not what this is about. You don't understand. And by the way, why do we have a day that celebrates a mathematical formula? I don't understand this. The hell's wrong with us? Again, Americans, what the hell's wrong with you? It's all right. Most people don't even know what it is. Anyway, so Cuomo's in trouble, and even his own party is calling for him to step down and to resign. Yeah, you know, and I think that's probably going to happen because his reputation is pretty much marred right now. And another Cuomo bites the dust, huh? Ooh, ooh. Be careful. Don't treat people nice, you know. Treat people nice. We as Americans, it wasn't you. Well, maybe it was. But again, we kind of suck at this social stuff. We kind of do. We treat people of the opposite sex differently. That's not right. We're not able to control ourselves. We have no filters. We do things behind closed doors that we know isn't right because that's why we're doing them behind closed doors. I mean, all this racial tension. Not Rachel. Racial. It's disgusting. You look back on it and it's like, whoa, we were not good people. We didn't treat everybody fairly for no reason. We did some horrifically horrible things to our own race. Yeah. I mean, looking back on it, it's awful. And we're still kind of in the thick of it, and that's even more awful. We're not wonderful people. Some of us are, like you and me. That's about it, though. It's a little disappointing. As I said on a show, I think just yesterday, when I was talking about our political system, is just like really disappointing, where our Congress really gets nothing done that benefits us really whatsoever. They passed this bill, but it was all Democrats voted one way, all Republicans voted another way. It's like, well okay, this isn't right. I mean, what? What are you people doing? It's political. It has nothing to do with us. I don't understand. I don't get it. But anyway, so the older I get, the more I realize it's not as wonderful as I thought when I was a kid. No. Either things have changed or they're not as wonderful as when I was a kid. I say to you, millennials, let me tell you something. Millennials and Generation P and Generation B and all these things, now they're naming generations out of, I don't even know who these people are. If you were born in 2010, what are you? I don't know. I don't know what you are. An alcoholic? What are you? What are you? Generation X and W, you have no idea just how wonderful things were back in the earlier days. We were still a lousy, horrible, racist people, but at the same time, we didn't have all this computer crap to put up with. Nothing's made me feel more insecure than trying to secure the internet by hearing comments from every person on the planet as to how much they think everything sucks. I mean, I do this, but, you know, I have a show. I've been doing it as a career for decades and decades, so it's different. But you, who are you? All right, that's fine. Our guest is coming up momentarily, our guests. They have started a business that is very, very impressive. And these are some really nice people. And we're going to speak to them momentarily. But first, you know, someone has to pay for this show. And it's certainly not going to be you.
Gentlemen, you know that when you decide to get engaged, you'll be making one of the most important investments of your life. Think about it. From the moment you get down on bended knee and present the ring, how much you actually love someone will be judged solely on the size of the stone you buy. And not just by the one you love, but by literally everyone she knows. And strangers. At Schlickashek the Jewelers, we know that when you're about to cough up what amounts to a few months' rent to obtain the exclusive naming rights to a vagina, you want to be able to be sure that you've made the best choice. So if you've decided it's time to staple gun your man tackle to a single hitching post and to never be able to experience the simple joy of a meaningless hookup without handing over half your stuff, come to Schlickashek the Jewelers and see our amazing line of certified, high-quality, shallow female ego strokers. Take it from me, Herbert Schlickashek the. I'm not just your local jeweler. I've been married 6.5 times. Vegas marriages, boys. Very easy to annul when the shrew goes south on you. And she will.
Hi, Ron.
Hi, everybody. How are you?
Great.
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much. I'm excited to talk to the three of you. Grace, Molly, and Annie Sprouls are here. They're the founders of Three Farm Daughters. Are you indeed Three Farm Daughters?
We are. It's so funny you ask. We get asked that quite often. Our family has been farming in the Red River Valley in North Dakota for almost 30 years now.
Wow. Wow. So it's in your blood, all of you, I assume.
It is.
Now, have all three of you, was this automatic, or did one of you decide, no, I want to be a veterinarian or something, or I want to open up a restaurant? I mean, you know, was it unanimous?
We've all had a big heart tie to the farm. We all moved away for school and our early life and then came back to be with our family. So we all came together as sisters and as moms and wives. Health has just taken on such an important role in our lives.
Yeah.
And so we've banded together as sisters to really bring better for you foods to the world.
Wow. So you've taken all this a step further and actually organized your family history and turned it into something that everybody can appreciate. So congratulations on that. I'm just waiting for recipes is really what I want because I love to eat and I like to hear from experts. I assume that what you're saying is eat fresh off the farm and you can't go wrong. Is that part of the message?
So yeah, so it's so great. So we grow small grains in the Red River Valley and wheat being one of them. And
yeah.
as moms and wives, we really look to bring pantry staples to our family as well, making them healthier. So our two products is 100% wheat flour, and then we have free pastas.
Wow.
We have a linguine, fettuccine, and a fusilli. So some of our favorite recipes that we have include, you know, using the flour to make chocolate chip cookies for our children, or we have a family caramel roll recipe that was our grandma's that we love to make on a Saturday morning. And then with our pastas, we love to do a homemade, you know, tomato marinara sauce that is on our website, as well as pestos and some other delicious dinner quick recipes.
Okay. How does this pasta differ from the pasta that we may be used to buying in the stores in a carton?
Yeah, that's a great question. So our pastas are all powered by Good Wheat varieties, in which offers, you know, a high fiber level. So all of our pastas are high in fiber. They have additional protein levels, and then they have 30% less calories. So they're just a really nutrient-dense pasta option that have the same taste and delicious texture that, you know, we know and love and our children know and love and our whole family seem to enjoy.
Okay.
Ron, that's totally what makes us love it, is that it is better for you and has health attributes, but you don't have to compromise on taste or texture.
Yep. All using just one single clean ingredient.
Yeah.
So the true test is really when we give our products to our children.
Yes.
Because, you know, they can't lie. So if we have clean plates, then we feel like we've hit a success.
Yeah. Well, there's no question about that. That is the barometer. Young children should work in test kitchens, I think.
Although,
although I don't think you're supposed to make them work at that age. What part of the country are you from where this operation comes from?
So we are born and raised in Grand Forks, North Dakota. It's right on the Minnesota-North Dakota border. That's where our farm is based. That's where our company is based out of here as well.
Wow. Molly, you're an attorney, I understand?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm trying to meld the two interests together.
It kind of goes back to what Grace had mentioned. You know, growing up on the farm, we always joke that, you know, the farm always kind of tugs at your heartstrings.
Yeah.
So as she mentioned, we all left and did some schooling and went in different directions, but we all got pulled back to the farm. And the nice thing about that is we're all able to bring our different past experiences and to really combine together and bring it to this company.
Yeah, that's very, very cool. How long has this been in action here, this particular company?
So we launched our company in 2020. So we're brand new and we're coming out guns blazing. So we're super excited. We're very passionate.
Wow. So this big social experiment for the past year didn't stop you from initiating this, I guess.
No, it's actually interesting that we launched in 2020 with being the coronavirus. You know, home cooking has taken an absolute skyrocket. So
good point.
We're really encouraging our consumers to, you know, take our pantry staples and play with them and come up with different recipes. We really love when our consumers share their recipes and their feedback with us. We're very active on social media. Our handle is at threefarmdaughters.com. Mm. So please tag us if you try out any recipes that you love on Instagram or Facebook.
That's smart. You're three smart people, and I'll tell you why. Because people actually, you know, with social media, they take pictures of their food and what they're eating and what they've prepared, and they send them to friends, and people go, wow, that really looks good. I mean, taking advantage of people's incredible interest in showing food and talking about food is very smart to do.
Well, you know, a big thing with us is family is super important. And what brings our family together a lot is dinners and, you know, gathering around the table. So we look at it as really a great time for fellowship and sharing each other's company and enjoyment. So
very, 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 very nice. And this is, we're talking about nutrition as well. And one would think that pasta doesn't hold a lot of nutrition, but indeed it does, right?
It does, yes.
Interesting. And the wheat products, I mean, I'm told to eat whole wheat all the time and grains and whole grains. I'm sorry, not wheat, but whole grains. And yeah, this is what my doctor tells me. And I think I'm supposed to listen to my doctor. I'm not sure now, but that's the idea that I get. So this is healthy in many ways.
Yes. And that's what we love so much about it is we're just bringing health to the forefront by utilizing the wheat.
Very, very nice. All right, let's talk about hooking some people up here. Again, where do they go to just to get the entire experience?
So we offer our products on our website. It's threefarmdaughters.com. We're also available on Amazon, and we also are very active on social media. So at Three Farm Daughters on Facebook, on Instagram. You know, we love to interact with our consumers. If you go to our website, we've posted quite a few recipes that we've shared.
Fantastic. Yeah, I can use those. I like those. I like recipes. Although sometimes I don't admit where they came from. They say, this is really good. This is fantastic. Yeah, I thought of it myself. You know, but I didn't. But okay. I guess I'll give you credit if that happens. Hey, the three of you are very impressive, and thank you so much for spending the time with me today and other people, and I wish you great success. You're fun to talk to and good people. Thank you so much for your time today. Well, that'll do it for me today. I'll be back again on Monday with a brand new show. You know, you can do your part so easily, when you see another human being, smile at them through your mask, and say hello, how are you? It makes everybody feel good. Be kind to everybody who deserves your kindness. Just make life a nice experience for everybody. And if we do that to others and they do it to us, this will have been a wonderful, wonderful journey. And you would have made a difference in the world. And that's everybody's goal. Have yourselves a wonderful day. I wish you peace.